Hey, Granny Zebner, I believe that's our ring.
I know it's Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As the day for Lum and Abner's court battle with Squire Skimp nears, the old fellow's prospects look gloomier every hour. Their one hope of upsetting Squire's case by demanding to see an X-ray picture of his allegedly injured back was wrecked yesterday when they learned that Squire already has such an X-ray, which he plans to exhibit in court. As we look in on a little community today, we find Lum, Abner, and Grandpappy Spears in the Jot'em Down store, deep in concentrated study.
Don't be, Lum. I wish you'd stop pacing backwards and forwards. You're going to wear the floor thumb, too, if you ain't careful.
I can't help it, Abner. I gotta study. Gotta study.
Well, why can't you sit down and study? They're making me nervous and jumpy as a rabbit's nose, all that walking.
I tried sitting down and closing my eyes and squinting and everything else, but nothing come to me. You ain't thought of nothing, have you, Abner?
No,
I didn't think you would. Any thinking that's done around here looks like I have to do it.
Well, I've been trying to think long.
Yeah, I know.
I just can't recollect what it is we're supposed to be studying up.
Well, for goodness sakes. We're trying to study up some way to get Squire Skimp to call off the trial. Settled out of court or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Case comes up Monday, and if it ever gets to court, we're lost. Yeah. The goners, that's all there are to it. He got just too daggum much evidence against
him. Oh, he's got that, yeah.
Even our lawyer, Mr. DeLonge, says that.
Yeah, now Squire's got an X-ray picture of his back to show how bad he's hurt, too. That ain't going to help none.
Yeah, Grandpap, have you caught up anything yet?
He's busy reading, Mom.
Grandpap, get your nose out of that newspaper and help us study up something.
Yeah, I'm studying here. Just about got something, too. Just about got something, yes, sir.
You ain't going to find nothing in that newspaper. I can tell you that right now, Grandpa.
Yeah, just about got something, I think.
Lum, I was just thinking, what if we don't show up at the trial Monday?
Well, that wouldn't help none.
Well, they couldn't hold a trial if we wasn't there, could they?
No, but we'd just lose it by recall, so.
We would, huh?
Yeah, we'd have to pay Squire $1,000 damage money showing up, then.
Oh. Well, long as we're bound to lose anyway, Lum, well, why don't we just do that then? Pay him $1,000, and then that'll save us the price of the trip to the county seat and hiring a lawyer and everything.
Oh, no, we can't do that, Abner. We got to study up some way to get out of this for less than $1,000 somehow. If we could just get something on Squire to make him change his mind about this lawsuit.
Get something on him?
Yeah.
Ain't he got nothing on?
Well, sure he has, but I'm talking
he
about...
He ain't you. Hurt so bad he can't put on his own clothes now, Lum. Even if he was, I wouldn't want to go over and help him get dressed.
I weren't talking about getting clothes on him.
Well, what else can you put on a feller's size clothes? Can't wear a horse blanket.
I know that.
Of course, in the funny papers, I saw fellas wear a barrel around them when they come home from playing a game of cards summers or something like that, but I never have actual saw nobody wear one. I don't believe that'll work, Lum. Wouldn't be comfort. Couldn't get one to fit him nowhere.
Abner, what I meant was...
Wait, I see what you mean. You meant instead of getting them off us, Squire, why, get them on him, huh?
Get them off us?
Yeah. That's a good idea. Take all his clothes away from him, and he couldn't go to the county seat for the trial. I dog it, if he wouldn't show up, why, then he couldn't lawsuit us. That's a good idea, Lum.
Granted, if you don't get the craziest ideas in that head of yours...
Me? This was your idea.
Well, whoever's idea it was, it won't work.
No, I don't
think that right now.
But, hey, let's see, then, what else can we think? We might slip over of a night and steal that X-ray. No, that won't work. I tried that one.
Hey, give me, wait a minute, fellas. Listen to this.
Huh?
Listen to this, Lum.
Yeah, what is it, Grandpap?
Is it something in the paper there?
Yeah, it says, George Hobbs and son Engelbert went to Odin Saturday to visit relatives. George reports he is feeling better in his leg where he was kicked by a horse last week, much to the delight of his many friends.
Huh. Well, yeah, that might be a good idea, Grandpap, but I don't know if it'll work or not. I don't know where we can get a horse that'll kick Squire.
Squire?
Yeah.
This ain't got nothing to do with Squire. It's about George Hobbs.
Huh?
George Hobbs and son Engelbert. They went to Odin to visit Relay. Here, look at it for yourself.
I don't want to see
it. Here, Lum, you look at it.
I heard you read it, Grandpap, but that ain't nothing that'll help us, so just forget it.
Yeah, help us figure out something to get out of the trial. That's what we want, Grandpa.
Yeah, all right. That's a future thing, though. George Hobb and his son Engelbert. You notice it don't mention his woman going along.
Who is his woman?
I don't know.
Well, if you know this feller Hobbs so well, how come you don't know who he's married to?
I don't know this feller Hobbs.
You don't? Well, what you so interested in him for, though?
I ain't interested. I'm just curious is all. Here's a feller that takes his son and hot-foots it over to Odin. Why don't he take his woman along?
Well, maybe he just didn't want to take her.
But why? Did they have a falling out? Did they have a fight?
I don't know.
And what about that horse kicking him?
Huh?
Maybe he just made that up about the horse.
Made it up?
Maybe what actually happened was that his woman walked him a good one.
I don't even reckon she did show
him. You never can tell about people.
Why, that woman stinking me weed. A woman like that ought to be arrested.
Of course she ought to.
Doggy, I'm going to call up the town marshal right now.
Abner, get away from that phone.
Well, Lum, there's a desperate, dangerous woman running loose right
there. There ain't no such a thing.
There is, too. She might not have killed her husband running clean out of town.
Yeah, no telling what she done to son Engelbert.
Yeah, I got to get hold of Uncle Henry Lunsford before it's too late.
Abner, if you and Grandpap don't simmer down, I'm going to run you out of town.
Huh?
Now, forget all this prittle-prattle. Here you are worrying about something you don't even know. Well, me and you are practical headed for the penitentiary, you might say.
Doggy, that's right, yeah, that penitentiary. Yeah, let George and Engelbert take care of that themselves, Grandpap. I've got troubles of my own to study about.
Yeah, well, it'll all catch up with Hobbs' woman sooner or later.
See, Mom, I know what we might could do is burn Squire's place down. That destroy all that evidence he's got against us, an x-ray picture and everything.
Oh, no, now, we ain't gonna do no such a thing as that. That's illegal and it's against the law, too.
Ted, huh?
Why, sure, we'd be legal note if firebrands get charged with arsenic.
Huh?
We ain't gonna do that, I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, well, it was just an idea. I just keep thinking about that penitentiary. I'd do my
man, you anything. Oughtn't to burn nothing down anyway, Abner, because I just read an article here that claims there's a big fuel shortage on right now.
Fuel shortage.
Yep. Yeah. Huh. It says here there's a serious shortage of every kind of fuel for this winter. Coal and gas and oil.
What about kindling wood?
Don't mention that here, but we must be short on that too.
Yeah, must be, I reckon.
Wait a minute. That x-ray picture.
What's the matter? Is there a shortage of them too, huh?
No, but I just recollected something.
Huh?
Now we know Squire's got an x-ray picture of his back.
Yeah.
But we don't know if it shows he's actual bad hurt or not.
Well, it must show he's bad hurt, or he wouldn't be aiming on showing it in court. Long.
Not exactly.
Huh?
Not the way him and his lawyers work. More than likely, they're aiming to have some lawyer get up and say a lot of big, fancy doctor words and that the Germans can't understand, and so natural, hell, Al Squire was hurt something awful.
Why, them overhanded varmints.
But we ain't going to let them get away with it.
I'll
call Doc Miller and get him to go to the trial with us and tell the truth about that x-ray picture.
Yeah, that's our thing to do. Doc will be on our side. He's a good, honest man.
Call him right now.
Yeah, call him up. That's a good one. I'm glad you thought
of it. One of the two important ways you can save on fuel is...
Be quiet, Grandpa.
Hello, Mamie.
That's what I'm talking.
This is... Yeah. Oh, I'm fine, thank you. He's fine.
Yeah, tell her I'm fine.
I don't know how Cedric is. I ain't saw him.
Elizabeth's fine, too.
Listen, get hold of Doc Miller for me, Mamie. Yeah, he's more than likely making house calls about now. Mm-hmm. Locate him as quick as you can. All right. Much obliged. If we can prove Squire weren't hurt, we might have a chance in court after all.
Well, I know good and well he couldn't have been bad hurt, Mom. I know that.
One of the two important ways you can save on fuel is to avoid wasting electricity, gas, and water.
Water? That ain't no fuel. And electricity just makes the lights go off and on, Grandpap.
Yeah, but it claims in here that it takes coal and fuel to generate electricity and pump the water through the pipes.
Well, that might be the truth about water, but I know they get electricity from lightning. That's where that comes from. Benjamin Franklin was the one that found that out. All you got to do is just take a kite and put a sea on it and wait for a rainstorm.
They got easier ways of doing that now, haven't they?
Huh?
Says here that if we cut down on water and gas and electricity, that'll cut down the amount of fuel they need to run that stuff.
Oh.
And then they can use the coal that saves summers where it's critical shortage on it.
Wish old Benjamin Franklin's up here. He'd back me up, ain't he?
Yeah, everybody ought to read that article and do what it says.
I read about it.
And all the lights we ain't using, don't leave electric irons on all day, and fix leaky faucets, not waste nothing. But that ain't got nothing to do with our trial.
Leave our light to old Benjamin.
Claims here that if us folks would just reduce our use of electricity by 10%, why, we'd save over 4 million ton of coal a year.
4 million tons?
That's what it says.
Well, law me, what would I ever do with that much coal?
Wait a minute.
4 million tons.
That must be Doc now.
Huh.
Oh, well, I never thought of this idea before.
Hello, is that you, Doc? Yeah, this is Ron.
Don't get all this.
No, nobody ain't sick. It's something about our lawsuit.
Something to worry about.
Yeah, see, Squire's got an x-ray picture of his back, and he's aiming on showing it in court, and...
Yeah,
how's that?
About to get rid of
it. Oh, you saw the x-ray. Well, good.
It shows what? Oh, it does. I see.
Well, I reckon that's all I wanted to talk to you about right now. Yeah, much obliged, Doc.
Goodbye.
What's the trouble, Mama?
Doc Miller says that x-ray picture shows the Squire hurt his back something awful.
He did?
Yes, it broke one of the vertebrae on his spinal column in two places.